Sydney took a deep breath in and blew it out. She scrunched up her face, tightened her fists, and jumped. Her wings did not move. She opened her eyes and stomped her foot. Her anger was starting to rise through her chest. She was getting mad at her wings and wanted to yell. Since Meg lived by Barry, and Barry knew Pete, and Pete was Sue's neighbor on Sycamore Street, and Meg was in art club with Barry and Sue, they quickly decided, as friends, what to do. When the harvest time started, the man and his wife went to the field. The woman put her baby beside the stack of straw to sleep, just as the wolf had said, and left to help her husband. Suddenly, the wolf ran through the field. He grabbed the baby and ran off. Sirko ran after the wolf. His master cried, "Catch him, Sirko!" All of a sudden, a flock of migrating swans flew right at them. Ah! Finn screamed as his map got caught on a swan's beak and flew right out of his hands. "Without that map, we're as good as lost, old boy. We must get it back." He was always caught daydreaming, and when he asked his parents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, teachers, and others about what was beyond the wall, he never got an answer. Instead, they would respond saying, "Shh, we don't talk about those things. There are dangers outside the wall. Odd creatures live out in the world. We should stay away from them." None of these responses appeased Liam,